Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where our desire is that the children who are yet to come and the children who are yet to be born, that they would hear the good news of the gospel and they would set their hope in God. We have a very special guest with us, all the way from Africa, and that is Edwin Juma, who is continuing to be with us in our program. And we are so glad that you're here visiting with us here in the United States and in Illinois.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, you've been here for really all summer long, this past summer. So tell us, why did you come to Illinois and what brought you here and what have you been doing?
Okay. I came to U.S. because of our international conference for CEF in North Carolina. And then since I'd met Katrina, who is the director, and we talked about coming to help in the Camp Good News. And so that's basically what brought me into Illinois to help in Camp Good News, basically teach during the chapel time, both morning and evening chapel time at Camp Good News.
And we should tell our listeners that you're no stranger to teaching because you're the Director of Education for Child Evangelism Fellowship for all of Kenya. So you know all about teaching teachers and also teaching children the good news of the gospel and teaching them God's word. So we're so glad that you're here. So you teach really like 2 hours a day, don't you, at camp, right?
Exactly. That's what I do. Because in the morning hour, we are teaching Bible lessons. And what we've been doing this summer, basically, we are talking about the life of Christ, and especially starting from his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and, him being betrayed by Judas, and talking about the denial of Peter and how he was before his accusers, and finally being crucified. And the last lesson we do during that time is his resurrection. And so that's kind of what we've been learning and teaching children for the whole summertime.
Now, that's the Bible lessons. That's
the
morning chapel.
In the morning.
But in the evening, then you get to do some even more fun things that the children might, it's a different culture. You get to share with them missionary stories.
Exactly. We've been talking about missionary stories, and children are excited during that time. They love missionary stories.
Now, these are missionary stories from Africa, right?
That's, I think, the fun part of it. And for me, it was really comfortable because I was talking about people that I can relate with. One from Uganda, I didn't meet the person, but someone I can relate with and know a bit of the culture of Uganda, about Festo Kivengere, and that was exciting for me as well. But the other
That's
one,
a great story.
Yeah, the other one is actually a person that I know personally and that
and
you
work
together with.
And she's one of your bosses.
And she's one of my bosses. And so that was exciting because it was just real. It was like telling my own story because there are so many things that just are very, very similar.
And I met her too, Arthiambo. So Martha is what we call her.
Yes, and Kenya. I told the children that she was here, in fact, in the U.S. when we came for the conference, and now she's back in Kenya and what she's doing right now, because I know what she's doing right now.
So these aren't missionary stories that are like dead heroes from the past. These are current missionaries that are serving. And then also you share with the children about your missionary story too, right?
Yes, my life. In fact, children always were waiting for that because the camp director, Chris, always said, wait for Thursday when he's going to share his life. And one of them, in fact, the last camp week, they were asking me, what's your age? What's your age?
What's your age?
Yes. Because they couldn't guess my age. It was difficult.
I don't feel bad for them because I was in the same predicament. I couldn't guess your age either. So I'm like, what? You've been with CF for 17 years? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So do you have any takeaways? I mean, we've been keeping you busy at camp. I know the first week of camp, we had a vacation Bible camp where we had over close to 230 children that came out, and you were the Bible lesson teacher for all those 200 plus children. And then you've been serving all the way the rest of the summer, pretty much, so about 5 or 6 weeks. And so you've been busy. So have you enjoyed it? And have you seen the children respond to you and to the gospel messages?
Yeah, children have been really good to me. In fact, when I was coming to teach children here, I wasn't sure of what the response will be because of One, because of my accent, and probably two, just someone from a different background, and I thought maybe they will not be open to me and love me or receive my teaching.
They're latching onto you because you are different. You're interesting. You're intriguing them.
Yeah, but it's been great. I mean, even when I'm just walking around, hi, Mr. Edwin, and that's been exciting. Just makes me feel like they are receiving from me. And they've been learning because they have been asking questions that shows me that really the Word of God has been getting deep into their heart. Recently, I just have this child who had so many questions about, you know, his belief and what they believe in their family and whether that is right or wrong, and were able to talk. In fact, at one time, this child was just crying, you know, shedding tears because he wasn't very sure whether what they believe and he sees in his family is something that is good and something that is from the Bible based on what he was hearing me teach all through the week. And so I was able to talk to him and afterwards pray together with him, and he just kind of, you see this relief in his heart and just feeling like, you know, getting this assurance. So God has been working in the hearts of those boys and girls that come to the camp through the teaching of his Word. I'm grateful for that.
You know, I've been in Kenya, too, and several of the other countries in Africa on different missions trips throughout the years. And it's interesting to see how children respond to the gospel in different cultures. But the more and more I go to different countries and then I compare with what's going on here in our own country, it's really the same. It may look like a little bit different. For example, I heard this story where a missionary, actually one of my pastors from my church, went over to an African country, and they passed out tracts in the village, and they went through point by point the gospel tracts. And my pastor shared with me when he got back, he said it was CF tracts that they took. That was kind of the connection there. Mm-hmm. And he said that not one tract was left on the ground at that village, and they passed out maybe 50 or 100 tracts, and everyone took that tract. Now, here in America, if you passed out tracts on the street, that would not happen where there would be tracts all over the place. I mean, they'd be, you know, they'd like, here's the tract. Oh, that's fine. Or they might not even take it from you. Mm-hmm. So there is a different response culturally. But it's just, and another time I remember when I was over in Kenya, actually, this was a long time ago when I first went with the Jesus film with Campus Crusade for Christ. And I remember that we set up the screen and we got the movie, not the video projector like we have now, but I mean, the actual movie reel and all those different, I mean, we were having trouble with the equipment, and they sat there patiently. I mean, even the children, there was like 300 people, and they sat there patiently, and that wouldn't happen here in the United States either. And I remember some of the times that we were doing presentations or going into the schools in Kenya or in Uganda, I mean, those children sat so quietly, and they're just listening intently. And sometimes here in the States, we can't get the children to listen to anything for anything. You know, it's so there is a difference, but yet at the same time, there's always a remnant.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, what I normally believe is that the Word of God is powerful in either ways. Even those children that may seem not to be listening, for me, I feel that still God is working at their heart. And when we plant the seed of the Word of God, you never know when that seed will germinate and will bring forth fruit. So I also still want to encourage people that even when you are giving the gospel to children or any other group and they seem not to be listening or interested, please don't be, you know, don't feel bad and don't kind of give up on doing it, because God is still at work.
And also God promises in his Word that his Word will not return void.
Exactly.
Every time we're giving the gospel and sharing the good news of Jesus and teaching God's Word, I mean, we need to do our part. We need to prepare. We need to make sure that we're teaching the Bible correctly, accurately, rightly, as the Bible says, rightly dividing the word of truth. But when we are doing our part and we are a cleansed vessel that God can use us, that gospel message goes out in power.
Exactly.
And,
that's true.
And while you were doing the camp ministry, our other summer missionaries that did 5 day clubs, is interesting. One of them, they told me a story that they went into a daycare and they shared the gospel in the daycare. And there was a little girl, I'm thinking she's like 7 or 8 years of age, that was in this daycare. And they had the 5 day club with the Bible teaching. And our summer missionaries went in there, and this girl responded to the gospel, and she trusted in Christ as her Savior. And, and they taught her things like, you know, Jesus says, I will never leave you, and the Lord is my helper. And she clutched that, and the star missionary told me that she gave herself a hug, mm-hmm. and just thinking the Lord will never leave me, she gave herself a hug, and that the Lord is my helper, and that she gave herself a hug, just to think that those promises are true. Well, the next day when they came back to the 5-day club, because the 5-day club meets for 5 days, five yes. consecutive days, and they came back the next day after that little girl had trusted in Christ the day before. And that little girl went and reached out to one of the star missionaries, grabbed them by the hand and says, come over here. And she was so excited, mm-hmm. she brought her over to where there was a dry marker board that she had written on the marker that says, Jesus loves me. And she says, I have sin. Jesus died on the cross for me, and I can have my sins for. I mean, she just wrote it in her own words, and she used the different colors, like, you know, God loves me in the gold color, and I have sin in the dark color, wow, and Jesus died for me in the red color, because we've been teaching the Wordless Book as our series. So, mm-hmm. I mean, children, they do respond culturally in different ways, and there's struggles in Kenya, and there's struggles here, and working with children, mm-hmm. but it's the gospel.
It's the gospel. It's true.
And it's the power of God that mm-hmm. goes forth. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just amazing the open doors that God has given to you mm-hmm. in your country. And we've mm-hmm. talked about before that God has opened up the doors for the schools mm-hmm. to be in. And then in the same way, God has opened up the doors here in America, in the United States, to be in, not during the school day like you have over there, mm-hmm. which is an amazing opportunity. That's why you can reach, you know, a million children with the gospel, because yes. you can go in any time during the school day. And here, God has opened up doors here to go in after school. So God has opened up those doors, and he has created within the children a hunger for God's word. And we don't know which of those children are, but our job is to give the gospel. But, mm-hmm. you know, and God's job is the open doors. God's job is to bring those children to a place that they will understand his word. But, you know, it takes commitment on our part.
Exactly.
Can you talk about that just as we close? What does commitment look like for ministers of the gospel and teaching God's word? What does that look like for you, for the workers in Kenya?
I think you must, first of all, know that what you are doing is God's own work. It's not someone else's work. And who is looking at you and who is responsible for you is God himself. So when you've done that, then you want to do God's work without looking at what will I get in return? What payment am I going to get out of it? What responses am I going to get out of what I'm doing? You are doing it because you are doing God's work. And as the Bible says, God's work, when you do it, it's never in vain. No. He will reward you for every bit of it that you do. And that's mm-hmm. what I've seen God do in my life, and I know he will continue to do, because I've given my whole self for his work and for mm-hmm. his service.
And you even told me that before you even had a vehicle, you would be willing to ride your bicycle or even to walk from school to school or place to place or take a matatu or wherever you needed to go.
Many times I did that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's commitment. Mm-hmm. Well, God's job is to open the door and to create a hunger for the gospel. But our job is to be committed to the task, to be committed to the work. I love Joel 3:13-14. It says, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. I love this part, because multitudes are in the valley of the decision. Mm-hmm. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And there are children that are ripe for the gospel in Kenya mm-hmm. and here in Illinois mm-hmm. and all around the world. And God will open up that door. God will cause his word to go out with power. But we need to have the commitment to the task, to put both hands to the plow and not look back, and be faithful to work while it's day, because the night's going to come when we can't work any longer.
Exactly.
So let's work. Lord bless you and what you're doing. And thank you for being here. And thank you for all you've done and working and serving at the Camp Good News. And eternity will only know the impact of your ministry here, and we're just so glad that you've come. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We are here to tell the future generations about the Lord, so that the children that will come, the children who are yet to be born, will set their hope in God.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.